Wi-Fi 8. The future of wireless connectivity. Even as Wi-Fi 7 takes hold, Mark Vina, the world of wireless connectivity, is undergoing another evolution. Qualcomm's recent webinar on Wi-Fi 8 offered a compelling glimpse into where this technology is headed and why it may matter more than most people realize. What stood out was not just the promise of faster speeds, lower latency, and stronger reliability, but also the context in which Wi-Fi 8 arrives. Many consumers and businesses are only now beginning to adopt Wi-Fi 7, with flagship devices like Apple's newest iPhones finally shipping with support for the current generation. Yet even as Wi-Fi 7 becomes mainstream, the groundwork is already being laid for what comes next, and the benefits could be substantial. A new standard for a changing world, Wi-Fi 8, based on the IEEE 802.11bn standard, is designed to deliver new levels of performance, reliability, and efficiency across homes, enterprises, and public spaces. It is more than just a faster version of its predecessor. Qualcomm and its industry partners envision Wi-Fi 8 as the backbone for a new era of digital and AI-driven applications. As Qualcomm's Vice President of Technical Standards, Rolf de Vegt, noted during the webinar, Wi-Fi 8 may very well be shaping up to be the right technology at the right time for the evolution of the industry's evolution. The launch window is expected to be in the 2027 to 2028 timeframe, coinciding with the surge in demand for high-bandwidth, low-latency connectivity. The timing may prove ideal. As artificial intelligence applications move from cloud data centers into everyday devices, from smart earbuds to autonomous robots, wireless networks will need support far more demanding performance requirements. Wi-Fi 8 is designed to meet that challenge. Building on the past, prepare for the future to understand the significance of Wi-Fi 8. It is helpful to examine how Wi-Fi has evolved over the past 25 years. Nearly 50 billion Wi-Fi devices have shipped globally, and more than 20 billion are active today, an average of 2.5 devices for every person on Earth. Each generation has built on the one before it. Wi-Fi 5 broke the gigabit per second barrier, Wi-Fi 6 brought efficiency gains and introduced the 6 gigahertz band, and Wi-Fi 7 pushed channel widths to 320 megahertz and added multi-link operation. Wi-Fi 8 extends this trajectory. It is not just about raw throughput near the access point. Its design goals include delivering higher speeds in challenging signal conditions, reducing latency where it matters most, and dramatically cutting packet loss during access point handoffs. We are looking at higher speeds not just near an access point, but throughout the spaces that matter, de Vegt explained, highlighting Wi-Fi 8's emphasis on consistent performance even in less than ideal conditions. That means a more consistent experience across an entire space, from the edge of a home network to the far corners of a warehouse or stadium. Solving real-world connectivity problems. One of the most impactful features of Wi-Fi 8 is its focus on seamless roaming. Anyone who has walked through a building while on a video call knows the frustration of a sudden drop in quality as a device switches between access points. Wi-Fi 8 addresses this with single mobility domain, where access points coordinate to share security and association contexts. The result is uninterrupted connectivity and consistent performance, even as users move between coverage zones. Another key advancement is multi-AP coordination. This capability enables access points to collaborate rather than compete for spectrum. Through coordinated scheduling, spatial reuse, and beamforming, networks can reduce interference, improve efficiency, and deliver more predictable performance. This benefit is particularly valuable in dense environments, such as apartment buildings, stadiums, and transportation hubs, where overlapping networks are the norm. Wi-Fi 8 also improved performance at the network's edge, where signal strength typically drops. Enhanced coding, better error correction, unequal modulation for multiple antennas, and more granular rate adaptation all help maintain higher speeds and lower latency farther from the access point. For consumers, this means faster streaming and gaming in every room of the house. For businesses, it means reliable connectivity for robots, sensors, and other devices spread across extensive facilities. Design for an AI-driven world, the rise of AI is a central theme in Qualcomm's vision for Wi-Fi 8. As AI becomes embedded in everything from consumer gadgets to industrial machinery, the demand for reliable, low-latency wireless connections will only grow. Whether AI processing happens in cloud, at the network edge, or directly on devices, the experience depends on the quality of the connection. Poor connectivity can lead to suboptimal AI performance. Wi-Fi 8 is built to support this shift. Its combination of speed, reliability, and low latency ensures that devices can maintain seamless communication with AI models and services. Qualcomm envisions use cases ranging from direct-to-cloud earbuds that provide conversational AI capabilities to autonomous vehicles and industrial robots that rely on continuous connectivity to operate safely and efficiently. If the connectivity experience is bad, the whole AI experience is bad, DeVeg said, underscoring just how critical Wi-Fi 8 will be as AI becomes more pervasive. Smarter homes, faster networks, the benefits of Wi-Fi 8 extend well beyond enterprise environments. In homes, where devices are increasingly intelligent and interconnected, the demand for consistent high-performance connectivity is rising. Consumers expect to receive the full bandwidth of their fiber connections throughout their homes, not just near the router. Wi-Fi 8's ability to deliver high throughput and low latency across larger spaces addresses that expectation directly. Its multi-AP coordination features will also shine in multi-dwelling units, where multiple networks overlap and create interference. As smart homes become increasingly complex, with everything from voice assistants and security systems to XR devices and connected appliances running simultaneously, Wi-Fi 8's improved congestion management and device coexistence will become essential. Security and spectrum readiness security remains a critical focus for the next generation of Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi 8 standard is expected to include significant enhancements, including features designed to address the emerging challenges of post-quantum cryptography. Automated frequency coordination will also continue to play a role, particularly for outdoor deployments and high-power indoor use of the 6 GHz band. These capabilities will enable Wi-Fi 8 to adapt to regulatory requirements, protect existing spectrum users, and facilitate higher performance in new scenarios. Not a replacement, but a next step. A recurring question during Qualcomm's webinar was whether Wi-Fi 8 would compete directly with private 5G or future 6G networks in enterprise and industrial settings. The answer, as DeVeg explained, is that this is not an either-or scenario. Devices and networks will increasingly use multiple radio technologies together. A device that connects over Wi-Fi indoors may seamlessly switch to 6G outdoors. Warehouses and retail stores may utilize a combination of Wi-Fi and private cellular networks, depending on the coverage and specific application needs. In this sense, Wi-Fi 8 is less a replacement for other technologies and more a vital piece of a broader connectivity ecosystem. A reality check. Wi-Fi 7 is still rolling out. It is essential to acknowledge that Wi-Fi 7 is still in its early stages of adoption. The IEEE standard was only completed a few months ago, and products supporting it are just now entering the market. Even flagship smartphones, like Apple's latest iPhones, are only just beginning to embrace Wi-Fi 7. Many consumers and enterprises are still upgrading from Wi-Fi 5 and 6 networks. Yet this is precisely why Qualcomm's message about Wi-Fi 8 is so compelling. The company is not suggesting that Wi-Fi 8 will replace Wi-Fi 7 overnight. Instead, it is inviting manufacturers, service providers, and consumers to think ahead. The standard's launch window is still several years away, and its mass adoption will likely follow a similar pattern to previous generations, starting with high-end devices and gradually filtering down to mainstream products. Future-proofing the wireless experience for consumers and businesses planning their next round of network upgrades, the promise of Wi-Fi may 8 be reason enough to think strategically. The technology is designed not just for today's needs, but for the demands of an AI-driven, hyper-connected future. Features such as seamless roaming, coordinated access points, enhanced edge performance, and improved spectral efficiency all contribute to a more stable, capable, and intelligent wireless experience. Even if Wi-Fi 7 is only now becoming widely available, Wi-Fi 8 represents an opportunity to future-proof connectivity. Networks built to the standard will be better equipped to handle the next wave of devices and applications, from immersive XR experiences to autonomous systems and beyond. In that sense, Qualcomm's webinar was not just about a new wireless standard. It was a reminder that connectivity is the foundation of the digital world, and that building that foundation right means thinking a few steps ahead. Wi-Fi 8 is not here yet, but when it arrives, it will be ready for the world to come. And for many consumers and organizations, that forward-looking approach could make all the difference. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nito Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack Podcast Tea featuring Francis Sidico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack Podcast for free via The Technologists of Technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We're trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We, Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.